A large kitchen opens up into a sunlit room. Along the counters are bowls and trays of brightly colored watercress, beans, strawberries, blueberries, and bars of cooking chocolate. The kitchen is humming with food processors whirring and large knives chopping. A very svelte, very energetic woman beckons us closer.
I share the space with you. Come on in.
That's Sylvie Ryan. Sharing is what she's all about.
I'm just really passionate about food, and I'm passionate about teaching, and I'm so lucky I was able to put the two together.
Sylvie Ryan is the culinary educator at the Boise Co-op. She's a vivacious package, gracefully zipping around the kitchen.
Okay, mint.
Oh, can't forget the garlic, right?
She spends almost every Wednesday night introducing new foods to new people. Food is her native tongue.
I grew up in Alsace, which is a region in northeast France. And I moved here in 92 in Idaho, in Boise in 95. Yeah.
Before she started teaching cooking at the co-op, she taught French.
You know, I grew up in a restaurant when I was a child. My dad is a trained chef, and my mom is passionate about food, so is my grandma. So I was always surrounded by food. So I always have incorporated in my language classes food and culture as much as possible, because I think they all entangled. They all go well together.
Sylvie starts chopping veggies.
Isn't that a great sound?
It's wonderful.
That's out of me swearing in French when I cut myself, you know?
While the rest of her co-op team bustles around the kitchen.
It's always like this.
Wonderful, fun chaos. Everybody loves food, so it's always good energy when we come in.
Linda Ledbetter is the member services director at the Boise Co-op.
We feed people, we give them wine, we laugh, we talk about how much we love food. It's a good time.
The store has been hosting culinary classes for about 9 months now. The classes are held at the Pottery Gourmet Kitchen in downtown Boise, just a block away from the State House.
Oh, it's a beautiful kitchen. It's set up so well because there's a big mirror over the food preparation area, so no matter where you sit, you can see exactly what the chef is doing at all times.
But Sylvie says the students do more than just watch the action.
It's really interactive. It's not just about watching, you know. But there's something magical that happens when you have the smells and you watch the food being prepared and it finally comes to you and we get to discuss it and talk about it. You know, it's incredible. It's really magical what happens around the table. That's what always keeps me there. I want to go back every time, you know. And we end up, you know, hugging each other at the end of the class. It's really it creates a warm, convivial environment. That makes me really happy. Tonight we have a crudité, which are raw vegetables, and I was so ready for that, you know, with the rainy, cold spring that we had. I'm just ready to switch from heavier sauces and different ways of eating. I want something lighter, more crunchy, more fresh, you know. So I start people light because I want them to save room for dessert. This is the highlight tonight, the pastries. So we're making a flourless chocolate cake, and then we have a trifle cake that we make with a lemon custard. So we're going to prepare all that, and my mouth is watering already. I can't wait to try them, so...
Students, most of them co-op regulars, start trickling in. It's Lisa Barson's first class.
I've never been to a class like this before in my life. I'm starting a new life, and it's time to change. So what the heck? Live life on the wild side a little bit. You know, go to a pastry show. It's not just a class, it's a show. You get to watch. You don't have to work. You don't have to clean up the dishes. You're good.
Hi.
Hi, Sylvia.
This is my mom. Oh, you are? Okay. Nice to meet you.
This is also Fran Boos's first culinary class. The evening was a Mother's Day gift from her daughter.
I just want to learn something new. Learn one thing new every day, and it makes you smarter. So this is what I'm here for.
I love when families, you know, when moms and daughters and relatives come together. It's like a little party, a little family party, isn't it?
The students, all women this week, settle into their chairs. Sylvie Ryan begins the festivities.
Well, hello. Is everybody comfortable?
She starts off preparing the veggies and dip.
Organic carrots, some organic radish. We have yellow and red peppers. I wanted to have something really colorful. And I have some cucumbers. This is a dip that you can make last minute. It tastes great right out of the food processor, right out of the blender.
The students are not shy. They start calling out suggestions as soon as the dip is mixed.
You could. Oh, that's a great idea. I love this. This is what I love about these classes. You guys are taking it one step beyond, huh? So can everybody see the texture here? It's ready to eat.
As the students crunch into the veggies, the pastry half of the class begins.
Oh. Wow. Okay. All the goodies are coming out, everybody.
Sylvia is helping co-op baker Lucy Williams make lemon curd for the trifle.
Oh, I can feel it starts to thicken already. See? Oh my goodness, it's going fast.
Then this effervescent chef walks around the tables, showing off the bowl of lemon curd.
We're going to set up for our next recipe, the chocolate cake. So I think it's a good time for you guys to walk around and take a little break, okay?
At the break, the students scatter, some asking questions of Sylvie and her crew. First-time student Lisa Barson is having a blast.
Oh, I think it's great, especially the tasting part. Cooking is experimentation. It's a voyage. It's a trip, and you just never know where you're going to wind up. That's how you end up with using balsamic vinegar on desserts. Who'd have thought?
Back in the class, the cakes start coming together.
So what we'll do now is the folding.
Then the cake batter is poured into the pan.
Yeah, you can see the bubbles, like almost like a pancake, you know? And this will go in the oven for 45 minutes at 350, right?
In a water bath.
In a water bath.
And then the blissfully fragrant chocolate cake and the trifle come out of the oven.
Ooh, wow. Ta-da!
Culinary educator Sylvie Ryan puts down her fork and thanks her students, now her friends, for taking part in the journey of food.
It was really fun to have you all here tonight. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for coming, everybody. Thank you.
For Boise State Public Radio, I'm Samantha Wright.
I can't believe there's some whipped cream left. I can't believe it. Oh, I can't have any more.